Hello and welcome to the Match Day podcast. I'm Helen Evans from MUTV and today I am joined by Nathan Thomas and Mark Froggatt. So we haven't had a home game since the 9th of February here at Old Trafford, Nathan, and what a one to welcome us back.
It is. I would imagine there's going to be fireworks on Sunday. And I think the fact that we have gone so long without a home game makes fans a lot more eager to come back and watch, you know, any game. But the fact that it's Liverpool just adds to that. And it's going to be an interesting game. You know, Liverpool are flying high at the top of the league. We got an important win last week at West Brom that was assured and was really encouraging. It'd be fantastic to get the 3 points on Sunday, arguably even more so than usual against Liverpool.
What's your thoughts, Mark?
I don't really know why, but I'm incredibly optimistic about getting a win. As Nathan said, we played well at West Brom, and while that's not something to go overboard on, because West Brom are, you know, a team that aren't in good form, there just seemed to be something about it that felt like a kind of corner turning moment. Like, we played really well, we were linking up well. Fellaini had a brilliant game in midfield. And I just think it might be a time when we turn it on and get a big win. I've said that quite a few times this season and got it wrong, but something in me tells me that we might win. And if we do, it will set us up massively for some of the games that follow. And it could change our season, because there's some massive games. And I think some of the teams above us are having a little bit of a wobble, and they are there for the taking. So it could be an influential game.
Daniel Sturridge, well, he's scored in the last two league games for Liverpool against Man United, but himself and Suarez, arguably, apart from Robin and Wayne Rooney, they may be the best partnership in the league.
Yeah, they've been fantastic this year. And I think I remember last year against Liverpool at home, that when Sturridge came on in the second half, he really made a difference, even then when Liverpool weren't doing so well. So it's going to be a real test for us on Sunday. And, you know, there's a chance that the likes of Jones and Smalling will be preferred ahead of, you know, the experience of Vidic and Ferdinand. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see them cut their mettle against Suarez and Sturridge. But, you know, we've got excellent firepower of our own. And I think, you know, as Mark was saying, you know, there have been occasions this year where we thought, oh, we've turned a corner now. But possibly after games where we've scraped through in the last minute, like against Stoke, whereas, you know, the manner of the victory at West Brom, you know, OK, it was at West Brom, but the fact that we did play so well is encouraging for this week, that, you know, we can really take that on. And, you know, we don't need to fear them despite where they are in the league, and we know we can get 3 points from them.
I suppose one of the most attractive things about this fixture is the fieriness of it. And, we know there's usually quite a lot of red cards. Nemanja Vidic seen quite a few red cards against Liverpool. How do the players stop the frustrations getting high, do you think, in this game, Mark? Or do you think it's just natural?
I think it's natural. This should be a slightly lower key game in terms of, I hope, in terms of controversy and kind of rage. I think the last few games I've been involved and I've been wrapped up in handshakes and kind of off-the-field matters involving Luis Suarez, which have kind of hyped those games up to fever pitch. And it was almost to the point where, like, the football didn't count. It was more about a handshake or more about a photo opportunity before the game. But this one is more about the result, I think, and what actually happens on the pitch. I think the players know how important it is, and you would hope they'd keep their heads together.
Brendan Rodgers, how impressed have you been with him this season, Nathan?
Yeah, he's done really well this year. I mean, I wasn't convinced last year, but speaking to a few Liverpool fans, they seem to suggest that there was a sense, particularly in the latter half of last season, that you know, that they were building momentum and looking more of an assured outfit as, you know, as a collective unit. But they've done really well. They're not quite at the top of the league where they don't like to be, but they've overachieved this year. I think you'd have spoke to many at the start of the season, they'd have slapped your hand off for Champions League football, and that looks like they've almost assured of that. But you know, even though they know losing Old Trafford's going, you know, it's going to put a dent in their title chances, which is exactly why they're going to want to come here and win, and hopefully we'll be able to prevent them doing that.
Do you think we'll see a similar team to what we did against West Brom?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, for me, that was our strongest team. You could argue that Vidic would come in at centre-back, but I think given that Vidic is leaving, I think we should look to kind of blood a new partnership and get that going. So I would like to see a team that's very similar to that, but then you kind of look at the Olympiacos game a couple of days later and wonder what you do for that. I mean, you don't play a weakened team against Liverpool, but then do you surrender the Olympiacos game and then the City following that? So I don't really know what he's going to do. But I think the important positions are up front for us at the minute, and Wayne and Robin will play, you would hope, and Mata is going to play. And that's crucial for us, because Liverpool's defence isn't really up to scratch. They're doing really well in the league, and who knows where they would be if they had a top-class centre-back pairing. So if those three are on the pitch, I think anything can happen.
Well, we know the fans look forward to this game, but also the players too. Let's now hear from inside the dressing room.
Wayne, first of all, United against Liverpool, it's not just another game, is it?
No, it's a massive game for both set of fans, both players. So it's always a game you look forward to, and hopefully it'll be a great atmosphere, and we're ready for it. It's a massive game, and we're ready to go and try and get the 3 points.
What does it mean to you when you play Liverpool? Is it the biggest sort of domestic game that from your point of view? That
probably, yeah. I think, obviously, growing up, Liverpool was always my rivals as a young lad, and then obviously from when I joined United, the massive rivals United. So on a personal level, it's probably the biggest domestic game, but I'm sure a lot of the fans think that as well.
I think for United fans, it's quite painful to see Liverpool doing quite so well in a way. Is it similar for you?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, you know, I think you've got to give them credit. I think they've done well this season, but it's not where you want to see them. We want to be ahead of them, and you know, hopefully we can get the 3 points Sunday, which will bring us that little bit closer to them. And you know, you never know what can happen.
Have you got a favourite memory from these games in your United time?
A few, really. I think probably my first year at United when I scored in the Cup. We won 1-0. That was a great moment for me personally and for the team. And then probably John O'Shea's goal at Anfield. I was actually in the dressing room at the time, but that was a great moment.
Your partnership with Robin has been under the microscope, with people looking at the number of passes to each other and all that sort of thing. Do you think how's your assessment of the partnership at the moment? How do you think it's going?
I think we're doing all right. I think obviously we can do better. I think once if we're not, you know, at the top of the league, then that will get looked at, and you know, we understand that. And I think personally we can score more goals. We know we can, so we're working hard to, you know, to try and to do that. So we have to just keep going, keep working, and hopefully that'll come.
Okay, well, Mark, what way do you see the game going? Will we see any goals from Robin and Wayne?
I think Robin will score. I think it's a big match for him on Sunday. He's obviously come out and said that he wants to stay at the club in his interview with United Review. And I think the writing seems to be on the wall that he'll have a good game. So hopefully he can score. I mean, as I said earlier, I'm pretty optimistic about getting a decent result. I think fans need to remember that we've already beaten Liverpool this season. I think a lot of fans are forgetting that, like they're this incredible outfit who are going to trample all over us. They're not. And I think we can do something. It'll be tight, it'll be cagey, but I can see us possibly getting a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I think there is a potential, I think, for a high-scoring affair. You know, Matt thinks it'll be a cagey one, but you look at, as he was saying before, but Liverpool's defence, the fact that we may be playing a younger lineup at the back. You know, it'd be interesting to see whether or not both teams shift their mentality in order to keep it more watertight at the back. But, you know, it'd be good for a spectacle if it was a high-scoring encounter and that we came out on top.
And what are you going for then, Nathan?
I'll stick to that and I'll go with 3-2 United.
What are you going for, Helen?
I'm going to go for a 2-1 United. OK. Thanks, guys. That is all from us on the Match Day podcast.